Now more than ever. Lowe's knows you don't just want a low price, you want the lowest price. And with our lowest price guarantee, you can count on us for competitive prices on all your home improvement projects. If you find a qualifying lower price somewhere else on the same item, we'll match it. Lowe's, we help, you save. Price match applies to same item, current price at qualifying retailers. Exclusions and terms apply. Learn how we'll match price at lowes.com/lowest price guarantee.
Hey, I'm Dr. Z, and I'm a neurosurgeon. So that means long hours, early rounds, late nights, and everything in between. And through it all, I wear Figs. Because they're built for what I do. Through the chaos, through the hours, and through whatever the day throws at me, they do their job so I can do mine. They're comfortable when it counts, and functional when I need them the most. So where do you wear your Figs? On shift, on call, on the couch in the break room, listening to this podcast? Wherever it is, they fit right in. And now listeners of this podcast can get 15% off their first order. Just head to wearfigs.com and use code FIGSRX at checkout. That's wearfigs.com, code FIGSRX.
Get ready for July 4th with early savings at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on South High Street in Columbus.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at ipvanish.com/audio.
This is Murder in the Morning with Tony Bruschi and Stacey Cole.
The Ruby Frankie saga. If you didn't get enough of it on the curious case of Jody Hildebrandt, which, you know, that's the business partner, and you may have more than business going on there formally with Ruby Frankie with connections. That's out right now on Max and Investigation Discovery. But there is another one coming out, and I'm looking forward to this one because it's going to be getting into the nitty-gritty, I think, with some of the family members of Ruby Frankie, including her husband, Kevin, who, you know what, after watching the doc on Investigation Discovery, I have a lot more empathy for him and understanding of how I think he was basically brainwashed to a certain extent as well with Ruby, and also seeing some of the other men who were part of the LDS church that went to Jody Hildebrandt for counseling because the church recommended it. And they all, I think a lot of them fell into the same place where, oh, this must be, you know, the church says this is right. She's, you know, big teacher of this. And otherwise healthy or somewhat healthy people, they can fall into this. And so I'm curious to see where that all falls. But the new one that's coming out about Ruby Frankie, it's the disgraced YouTube mom. She's now serving time for child abuse and breaking their silence, some of the family and the husband, in The Devil in the Family. It's a new 3-part Hulu documentary, the series premiering February 27th. Gives a raw and emotional look at the unraveling of the Frankie family as Kevin Frankie and their children share their side of the story. Newly released trailer offers a glimpse into the series, showing Kevin Frankie grappling with his role in what happened. He opens up about life inside their Utah home and the impact, allowing therapist Jody Hildebrandt to move in, a decision that ultimately led to the severe mistreatment of the children. We'll watch the trailer here in just a moment. "It eats me alive," Kevin says in the trailer, reflecting on his failure to intervene as the abuse escalated. The emotional confession highlights the deep regret and pain he now carries. Ruby Frankie, known for her now infamous Eight Passengers YouTube channel, was arrested in August of 23 alongside Hildebrandt after one of her malnourished children escaped and begged a neighbor for help. Authorities discovered shocking conditions leading to charges of aggravated child abuse. Both women pled guilty and were sentenced to significant time in prison. Throughout the documentary, The Devil in the Family, Kevin Frankie details how Hildebrandt's influence over Ruby played a pivotal role in the family's downfall. Hildebrandt, who ran the controversial counseling organization called Connections, which, by the way, is still out there, allegedly convinced Ruby to take extreme disciplinary measures, isolating the children and subjecting them to inhumane punishments. "I should have seen it. I should have stopped it," Kevin admits in the series. His statements mark the first time he has spoken publicly about the case since his wife's conviction. The Frankie children, who have largely stayed out of the public eye since their mother's arrest, also shared their painful experiences in the documentary. Their testimonies reveal the emotional and physical toll of their mother's strict parenting and the manipulative tactics used by Hildebrandt. The docuseries aims to unpack how a once-celebrated family vlogger built a massive following by promoting strict parenting, became a convicted abuser. It also sheds light on the dangers of cult-like ideologies and the devastating impact they have on the families. It's produced by ABC News Studios, Devil in the Family. It's another one that's going to be out there and very much showing you a new side of what exactly went on with the family.
You know, I do remember feeling like, how could any father of these kids not have seen what was going on? But it's real easy to walk into this situation, see what happened to these kids, and automatically point fingers. It's real easy to be judgmental. Mm-hmm. It, you know, it's when you add in social media and pseudo fame,
yeah,
your judgment gets clouded. And even if he did see some things that were really suspect, it felt like there was some fame and notoriety going on there, and it's hard to push back against that.
I would say even take the fame out of this and the notoriety. Look at the other people, and especially if you watch the curious case of Jody Hildebrandt, there was plenty of people who were not in the spotlight whatsoever that went to Jody Hildebrandt for help. And the way that she separated couples out and basically was obsessed with basically hating men, and every man basically is obsessed with pornography, even if they're not. She would just go down these absolute roads of what she called her truth. And then the women that went to her felt very empowered, and that they were finally having their voice heard. But it's because she was filling their minds with delusions about their husbands and about their families that weren't even true. And I think the curious case of Jody Hildebrandt made a very interesting point as to how and why she had so much success. It's because of, in the Mormon faith, women are usually kind of second class. It's how they work. They're the cookers and the cleaners, the more traditional aspects of things. And the men are the one who run everything in the Mormon church for the most part. So they finally had someone who was showing them that they had a voice, but at the same time, running what was going through their lives through Jody's prism, not the prism of reality, but Jody's prism. And then you had a lot of people just feeling like riding that high, and truth and facts be damned, she's saying this, I can finally stand up for myself, when they had been brought up, many people in the Mormon faith, brought up in that sort of religion where that sort of dynamic exists. So I can see how it played on that with these people who were already searching for something and probably already in a very shitty place.
Yeah, and it seemed, again, and we've talked about this before, but when you, there's so many people out there that post things for likes. And when the likes start going up, it's almost like a Yelp review. If you see something that is just awful and you've been to it, but you see all these great reviews, you start to question yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Like, well, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe everybody else, you know, they're seeing something I'm not. So with all of these likes and these views and the numbers and subscriptions, it clouds your judgment.
What was shocking to me about Ruby, though, is that she walked away from her YouTube channel. She had tons of followers. It was Jody Hildebrand got a hold of her in such a weird way that she somehow convinced her to walk away from all of that. And then I guess try to, you know, rebuild that credibility over with Jody. And obviously, we know where all that ended up going. It was nowhere near the success like her Eight Passengers was. And it wasn't a step up either. It wasn't like Jody stepped in and said, hey, you know, your parenting tactics are kind of harsh. Maybe we should look at it this way and actually be a help. It's like Jody made it worse. Jody came in with more strict things and made her think that made Ruby think that she wasn't doing it right and that she wasn't doing it enough. It's crazy what that woman convinced her to do and what they were all willing to basically participate in a single household, just simply at the behest of whatever this Jody Hildebrand had to say. It's very much that guru type mentality. And I don't know, I look at Jody Hildebrand and I don't find her to be that compelling of an individual. I don't know what people saw in her. She does not feel like a cult leader to me. She just feels like a bitchy person that has a vendetta against others and, you know, is going to speak some sort of, you know, psycho jargon to you. And they just ate it up. But I think it had a lot to do with that faith. I don't know that she would have had the same sort of success with people outside of the Mormon faith.
Yeah, no, I get that.
Let's take a look at the trailer here for Devil in the Family, The Fall of Ruby Frankie, which will be coming up on Hulu February 27th. In theory, we will do that right now. I think I opened the wrong thing. I opened the image. Here we go.
I just had a 12-year-old boy show up here at my front door. He's got duct taped around each ankle. He's obviously covered in wounds.
Ms. Frankie, how do you plead to count one, child abuse?
Guilty.
To count three, child abuse?
With my deepest regret and sorrow for my family and my children. Guilty.
What Ruby has done, it just crossed a line of abusive to just psychotic. Oh, she's
sweet but a psycho. My wife, Ruby's sole ambition was to be seen as the perfect mom. And so she decided to create a YouTube channel. And we became Eight Passengers.
Thumbs up, subscribe.
Our entire schedule revolved around YouTube. It felt more like a set than a house.
She just wanted to show the view of a Mormon happy family, but they only saw what we wanted to show them.
Oh. Sit her down on the flipping couch. Okay, move it. If I hear one more word, get out.
The devil knocked and we opened the door.
Welcome to Connections. I'm Jody Hildebrand.
Jody was a therapist, and she would prey on the weak. She was excellent at exploiting Mormon anxiety.
Jody began to live at our home. It was uncomfortably intimate. Weird things started happening. Ruby said the children were demonically possessed. That was the spark that blew the powder keg.
911 emergency.
Hi, my name is Sherry Frankie, and my neighbors have been telling me that my four younger siblings have been left home alone for about 4 or 5 days.
Open the door!
It was unlike anything I've ever seen.
It's like a ghost story.
I'm still recording!
I'm worried about the kids.
Why didn't you stand up to say this is nonsense?
If I dwell on that question, it eats me alive.
Fake being happy. Okay?
I don't know if I can right now.
Well, that's going to be a fun one to watch.
Wow. Fake being happy. To a kid.
Hey, I can tell you that I had a partner a while back who we didn't do anything on YouTube like a family, but it was very much night and day from like what was being presented out there in terms of how she handled the kids and the family, and it, behind closed doors, in front of people, it was a night and day thing. And it was very much about image and very much about looking at how wonderful everything is and how perfect everything looks. And we're not Mormon, but there's elements of that that ring true to me, not in any way of the abuse or anything like that. I will say that did not occur, but there was, you know, I would certainly say probably psychological, without a doubt, that you don't realize you're in until it's like, you know, the powder keg is blowing up, as he said, because it's very slow and very insidious. So I can to a certain extent understand him. There are elements I do not, where it's like, look, come on. I mean, Jody's coming and kicking you out of your own bedroom to sleep with your wife, literally. And she's telling you the kids are possessed. And it was weird. I mean, the whole story of Ruby Frankie is bizarre, especially when you get into some of these bizarre paranormal aspects of the story. And I don't know what Kevin thinks about that. I'm very curious to see the documentary, because I know some clips that we had seen of him speaking previously in, I don't know if it was a questioning by police. He was like a deer in the headlights going, what is happening with my kids right now? And you had another gentleman who had been out of a relationship with someone for several years, who had a wife similar to Ruby Frankie in many ways, and said, Kevin's not going to be the same person in 5 years. He's just getting out of it. He will see all of this in time. And I think he probably is now. I mean, we're talking about 2 years, 2-3 years out of when everything fell to pieces. But yeah, it's creepy. It's creepy. Go ahead.
It baffles me to how people can change their train of thought, their method so readily, and allow things to happen, that these things became acceptable because she said that's how we're doing it.
People can be chameleons.
Instead of that pushback.
Yeah. I there's a lot of people that, for whatever reason in their life, they've been very good at becoming a chameleon and adapting every aspect about them to the audience at hand, whether that is a YouTube audience, whether that's a family member, whether that's a friend, whether that's just going to the grocery store, whether that's, showing pictures of things that you've done to your home. There's this element that feeds that. And when they don't get it, they have to keep finding, they have to keep digging, they have to keep looking, because it's a very empty way of filling up your bucket with just people admiring you or adoring you or giving you compliments on things that aren't necessarily that important in life. And at the end of the day, you're going home and you have such a sad, horrible life and your family hates you. But you're still getting, the only place you're getting that positive feedback is out there. So they just strive to keep trying to get it. I kind of get it. I get how the twisted mind works in that way. No way does it excuse it. Everybody needs to be accountable for their actions. But some people are just, they're broken. They have broken brains, and this is how they think. It's how they were always think. And I don't know that they really even recognize that there's anything wrong with it. It's like a survival. It's basically survival.
Yeah, I get that. You know, sometimes you just feel like there's nothing else you can do but play along.
Yeah, and I'm wondering how much, it'd be interesting to hear from Kevin how much he thought, you know, I'm going to go along with this. I mean, they had a bunch of kids. That's not an easy thing just to walk away from, and nor would you want to if you're trying to be a good father. And I do wonder how much he was sticking around or felt completely trapped in this. And it's easier just to go along with whatever the hell she's saying rather than try to go against it or try to get out of it or try to take the kids out of it, because you have that vindictive type personality there that is really capable of God knows what or saying whatever they want to say to get what they need. We saw it in the Curious Case doc, where one of the fathers in there, his wife at the time tried to basically seduce him while he was giving one of the kids a bath And it's like, well, this is, you know, he's like, why don't you take the baby? And then he thought the wife was going to come back in. And then she just looks at him like he's a horrible human being. And she's wearing lingerie and all this. She's the one who set it up. And then she just looks at him in disdain and disgust and walks away and then accuses him of being inappropriate with the child. They will manipulate. They will do. They will say things. They will do whatever gets them to point from point A to point B, however they think they need to do it. And ruining lives, ruining relationships, all of that doesn't matter. Because at the end of the day, they don't feel them. All they know is what they're supposed to look like and what they think they're supposed to look like, what they're supposed to feel like, and what others are supposed to feel when they look at them. And it's like constant mimicking without ever actually feeling the depths of what you're presenting.
Yeah, what a cluster.
Yeah. That's what you got there with Ruby, Devil in the Family, February 27th on Hulu and Disney Plus. Maybe they'll make a Ruby Frankie the Ride at Disney. Wouldn't that be exciting? God.
Yeah, and you have to act happy.
Yeah.
The latest true crime stories, expert breakdowns, and shocking twists all in one place. Press subscribe now to the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today.
Get ready for July 4th with early savings at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on South High Street in Columbus.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at IPVanish.com/audio.
Get ready for July 4th with early savings at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on South High Street in Columbus.
I can't tell you how often I hear, oh, I'm a little OCD. I like things neat. That's not OCD. I'm Howie Mandel, and I know this because I have OCD. Actual OCD causes relentless unwanted thoughts. What if I did something terrible and forgot? What if I'm a bad person? Why am I thinking this terrible thing? It makes you question absolutely everything, and you'll do anything to feel better. OCD is debilitating, but it's also highly treatable with the right kind of therapy. Regular talk therapy doesn't cut it. OCD needs specialized therapy. That's why I want to tell you about NoCD. NoCD is the world's largest virtual therapy provider for OCD. Their licensed therapist provides specialized therapy virtually, and it's covered by insurance for over 155 million Americans. If you think you might be struggling with OCD, visit NoCD.com to schedule a free 15-minute call and learn more. That's NoCD.com.
Get ready for July 4th with early savings at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on South High Street in Columbus.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at IPVanish.com/audio.
Get ready for July 4th with early savings at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on South High Street in Columbus.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at ipvanish.com/audio.
Get ready for July 4th with early savings at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on South High Street in Columbus.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at ipvanish.com/audio.
Get ready for July 4th with early savings at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on South High Street in Columbus.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at ipvanish.com/audio.